But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, we all know a crying baby can be calmed with a pacifier. Well, this week, adults got an equivalent. Inventors have unveiled a piece of plastic. It's 4 inches by 2 inches, and it replaces what?
It's a flat piece of plastic?
It's a flat rectangle. It's about 4 inches by 2 inches.
Is it a cover for your smartphone?
No, it's not a cover for your smartphone.
Can I get a hint?
Well, you know how a pacifier sort of takes the place of a real nipple?
It's a pretend smartphone.
Exactly. To alleviate your smartphone addiction. Smartphone addiction is a real problem. Many users experience physical withdrawal when they're separated from their device and turn tricks just to get a quick hit of Twitter.
You got anything in an old Nokia?
Yeah.
Just something to get me through.
Man. So to help people manage to spend time without constantly staring at their phone, one designer has created the substitute phone. It has the shape and weight of an iPhone, but does absolutely nothing. You just play with it, and you push these useless buttons so you don't go into phone withdrawal. And the worst part is you buy one of these things, this useless slab of plastic, and then, like, next year they come out with useless slab of plastic 10, and you have to buy it.
I've been trying to occasionally leave the house without my phone just as a kind of exercise in not being so obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And a couple days ago, I was going out of the house, I saw the phone there, and I was like, I'm leaving you behind. And like, I don't want to over-dramatize this, but I think I know how Neil Armstrong felt. It was terrifying. By the way, yeah. Neil Armstrong was the first one on the moon, right?
He was, yeah.
Okay.
You got that right. I was in a restaurant the other day here in Seattle, and my phone was dead, so the very nice server offered to charge it over by the kitchen. And I was leaving, and she said, well, I'll make sure you don't leave without your phone. And I'm like, oh, great. Why don't you also tie me down to make sure I don't rocket up through the ceiling into the sun, because that's just as likely. Leave without my phone.
I feel like people are more likely to leave their babies in cars than their phones.
Yeah.
You can, statistically.
You can imagine, yes. Like, you know, somebody gives the phone to the baby to play with, walks yeah. away from the car,
yeah.
says, damn it, comes back, takes the phone from the baby and leaves. Hari, new research out this week could settle a centuries-old debate. Scientists at Vanderbilt University in Nashville say they have determined that dogs are finally and scientifically proven to be what?
Better than cats?
Yes! Specifically...
Thank God! That is settled!
It's done!
It's done!
Stop arguing!
Wow!
The dog people and the cat people in the audience are fighting like I don't know how to put it! No, it's actually specifically the study showed not so much that dogs are better than cats. That's subjective. Maybe people like horrible little monsters that hate you. But what they found was that dogs are scientifically smarter than cats. Yes. Yes, I know. It turns out that anatomically, dogs have twice as many cortical neurons as cats. That's a standard measure of intelligence. Don't laugh. That's science, damn it. So that's when you ask your dog, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Your dog answers, well, what is good, really? Are we referring to the so-called human good, as Aristotle conceived of it? Or the good of how vomit tastes?
Oh, that's rough.
That is rough.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm glad.
Nice to see all of you.
Hari, I'm glad you were able to bring this crowd back together with that.
Yeah.
I have not seen a public radio crowd this torn since the great Philip Glass versus Kronos Quartet debate of 2013.